From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, August 3rd, 5 from the leagues. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Just me and him. McKenna receives warning ahead of title fight. Aaron McKenna, Itanoza Oliha, gives Irish boxer warning ahead of IBF world title fight in Dublin on August 8th. Itanoza Oliha has warned Aaron McKenna that he will hurt him in front of a hostile Dublin crowd. Watch Oliha versus McKenna from the 3 Arena, live on Sky Sports on Saturday, August 8th, Sunday the 2nd August, 2026, 2038. UK Itanoza Oliha says Aaron McKenna cannot offer anything new in their world title fight and has vowed to inflict a punishing defeat on the Irishman. McKenna is aiming to become Ireland's newest world champion when he faces Oliha for the vacant IBF middleweight title in Dublin on Satnext. Second, from Sky Sports, Pegula leads Iela as Rain suspends DC Open final. Jessica Pegula leads Alexandra Iala in rain-affected DC Open final as Kristina Lutova, 16, wins Memphis Classic. Jessica Pegula was leading Alexandra Iala in the DC Open final when rain stopped play. Kristina Lutova, 16, became the youngest WTA Tour champion in 7 years at the Memphis Classic. Watch the U.S. Open live on Sky Sports from August 30th, Monday, 3rd of August, 2026, 0704. UK Jessica Pegula holds a one-set lead over Alexandra Iala in a rain-affected DC Open final that saw play suspended until Monday. After severe thunderstorms delayed the initial match start time by 3 hours, World Know up next. Third, from The Guardian Sport. On the spot, 50 of the most famous and infamous Panenka penalties of all time. The 50th anniversary is the perfect time to remember 50 of the most famous and infamous attempts at the Czech's chip. It is 50 years since Antonin Panenka won the European Championship for Czechoslovakia with the most audacious penalty ever taken. His signature chip wasn't instantly eponymous. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, Semenyo hails Maresca style of play as music to my ears. Semenyo hails Maresca style of play as music to my ears. Published Manchester City forward Antoine Semenyo has hailed new manager Enzo Maresca's style of play as music to my ears after showcasing early signs of his role under the Italian. City were defeated on penalties by Inter Milan in Maresca's first game in charge in Hong Kong, but the side demonstrated the attacking intent the new boss will deploy after replacing Pep Guardiola. Semenyo played the opening 45 minutes and gave Inter fullback Andy Diouf a torrid time with his pace and direct running, helping to set up Divine Mukasa's go next. Fifth, from BBC Sport Football. Nothing is strange. How clubs prepare for the transfer window. Premier League teams have already spent over £1 billion this transfer window, with Chelsea, Manchester City, and Tottenham breaking records with deals worth £100 million or more. The spending follows a winter window where clubs worldwide spent 2.2 billion euros. Clubs are preparing for the summer window by networking, using online platforms to connect with agents, and gathering data on potential targets. In lower leagues, clubs often have to wait for top teams to make decisions, and planning ahead is key to staying competitive. Clubs in the top flight typically work at least one window ahead, knowing who's likely to move and planning accordingly. In contrast, lower EFL clubs face uncertainty, with any player potentially tradable. Some clubs even use social media to find agents, while others rely on established networks. Planning starts early, with recruitment teams meeting regularly as the window approaches. The transfer window is expected to erupt in the second half of August, with clubs like Villa, Chelsea, and Manchester City meeting with agents in Madrid for a deal day. Agents play a crucial role, but their growing influence can make the process more complicated. With deadline day just a month away, clubs are preparing for the final push, but ideally they should have made moves weeks in advance to avoid last-minute panicking. Up next, sixth from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Dark Cloud Rising, and Lord Roxby clash at Ripon. Hey, so you've got a huge matchup coming up at Ripon on Monday. Dark Cloud Rising and Lord Roxby are going head-to-head in the Wilmot Smith Memorial Handicap. Dark Cloud Rising has been inconsistent, but he's got a win under his belt at Ripon last month, and if he can repeat that, he's the one to beat. Lord Roxby, on the other hand, bounce back from a couple of mediocre efforts with a solid second at Ayr, and he's looking to continue his progression. Comanche Falls is also running at Ripon, and he's got some nice form on the track, but he's been on a losing streak since September 2023. Rousing Encore has been operating at a higher level recently, and a return to a lower grade and smaller field could spark a better performance. Over at Windsor, Night Shining is looking to break her maiden in the Wasdell Group EBF Maiden Stakes. She's a pricey yearling, but she's got a good pedigree, and she's marginally the best in this field. Pilgrim's Progress is the chief threat, having shown progress on her debut, and Ardna Merchant is an unexposed runner who could benefit from the drop back to the minimum trip. And finally, at Ripon, the Mean Fiddler and Wargaming are clashing in the Summer Saturday Series. Wargaming ran with promise on his debut, and he's got bold claims now that he's returning to 6 furlongs. The Mean Fiddler is a craven breeze up by, and he's got a good pedigree, so he's definitely one to watch. And then, 7th from Sky Sports. Will Verstappen, Alonso Trigger F1 Silly Season Chaos. Max Verstappen's future with Red Bull is a major talking point in F1's driver market, with the 4-time world champion yet to commit to staying with the team beyond his current contract. Verstappen's exit clause has been triggered, allowing him to leave if he's outside the top 2 in the Drivers' Championship going into the summer break. Mercedes boss Toto Wolff has been linked to Verstappen, but the Dutchman's recent holiday photos with Wolff and their families have raised questions about his intentions. McLaren emerged as a possible destination for Verstappen when it was revealed they'd held talks with his representatives in June, but the team's underwhelming form raised questions over why Verstappen would make the move. However, Lando Norris's recent victory in Hungary has made McLaren a more attractive option. Verstappen has until October to notify Red Bull of his decision. Fernando Alonso's future with Aston Martin is also uncertain, with the 2-time world champion needing to decide whether to commit to another year with the team. Alonso is 45 and his performance has been impacted by Aston Martin's poor start to the season. However, he's still dominating his teammate Lance Stroll in qualifying, and a significant upgrade to the team's engine supplier, Honda, could play a major role in determining his decision. If Verstappen were to leave Red Bull, it would trigger a flurry of movement in the driver market, with several teams and drivers anxiously awaiting his decision. Mercedes and McLaren would be the most affected, with George Russell and Lando Norris potentially making way for Verstappen. Next, 8th from PFT Alt. After taking coaching job at Georgia Tech, DeAndre Hopkins says he isn't retired. So DeAndre Hopkins just dropped a bombshell on Twitter. He's taken a coaching job at Georgia Tech, but he's not done playing in the NFL yet. He's 34 years old, but he's still got game, and he's making it clear that he's not retiring anytime soon. In fact, he's inviting all the young wide receivers out there to come join him at Georgia Tech if they want to be great. Hopkins has an incredible track record, 1,006 career catches, 1,295 receiving yards, and 85 touchdowns. He's one of the greatest receivers of all time, and he's still got a lot left in the tank. He's been working with the Patriots coaching staff, and now he's joining the Georgia Tech crew as a coach. But don't think for a second that he's done playing. He's just waiting for the right opportunity to come along. Georgia Tech's head coach, Brent Key, is stoked to have Hopkins on board. He says Hopkins is a leader of men, and his knowledge of the offense is second to none. But what's really interesting is that Hopkins wants to make it clear that he's not done playing. He's still got a passion for the game, and he's not ready to hang up his cleats just yet. So what does this mean for the NFL? It means that one of the greatest receivers of all time is still out there, waiting for the right opportunity to come along. And when it does, watch out. DeAndre Hopkins is still a force to be reckoned with. Up next, 9th from Awful Announcing. Caitlin Clark addresses Sophie Cunningham controversy for first time. Now the media has a choice. Caitlin Clark finally broke her silence on the Sophie Cunningham controversy, speaking to the media for the first time since the issue erupted. Clark's response was concise, stating that the Fever's focus is on basketball and that it's up to the leagues and governing bodies to find solutions to the outside noise. Clark's demeanor was visibly exasperated, a stark contrast to her usual playful and sarcastic self at press conferences. This has led to a perception versus reality gap, with some viewing Clark as a leader who should be more vocal on the issue, while others see her as someone who is simply trying to do her job. Clark has used her voice in the past to address hate and harassment, but her response this time around was more subdued. Some are questioning whether demanding Clark be more outspoken is asking her to be someone she's not, and whether that's a reasonable expectation. Ultimately, the choice is Clark's on how much she wants to use her voice. And the media has a choice too. Cover her as she is, or try to mold her into what they want her to be. The latter approach could perpetuate a toxic cycle, while the former might get us closer to the truth. And then, 10th from PFT Alt. After lost rookie season, Bucks LB David Walker is turning heads again. Last year, Buccaneers rookie linebacker David Walker was making a great impression. But then, in the team's third training camp practice, he suffered a torn ACL. This year, Walker is back, and he's back to making a great impression again. He's got his quickness and his speed back, Bucks coach Todd Bowles said via Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. So as a pass rusher, he's looked very good as far as his movements and everything else. I was just excited to see him in pads last year before the injury. So right now, he looks very good. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.